Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is again this Sunday, which we glorify God's resurrection and wish that we also going to be resurrected and be with Him. And of course, today we also have a celebration of Saint Gregory of Nyssa-Rizhsky. He was the archbishop, and he had grown up as a young man from a pagan father and mother, and then he went through all kinds of schooling, but he didn't live like the rest of the pagans. The rest of the pagans, once they were of age, they started to go to the prostitutes to visit them, to spend time with them, but he had always kept himself clean, has been a virgin for all his life, and never wanted to lose his virginity for the love of Christ, because he loved Christ so much, and then the Mother of God and holy heavenly dwellers. And he went and finally became a monk and started to go and live by himself in the mountains. And but the Lord gave him the miracles. It gave him abilities to do all kinds of miracles. One day, my beloved, the metropolitan or the archbishop of that area, and had decided to make him a bishop and send him to that city that was all filled with pagans, and there was only a small fraction, only 17 people that were Christian in that city, and he was going to send him there. But he didn't want to become consecrated as a bishop, because he said, I'm unworthy to take such a title, and he refused to come. So then the Holy Father had done something quite unusual. He had done the consecration of the new bishop on the distance. The distance was 3 days away from where he was, and he invoked the Holy Spirit to come upon him and to make him a bishop from the distance. And at the same time, the vision was revealed to Saint Gregory that the Lord had made him a bishop, and he has to obey and comply with it. And he went to that city where he was being sent. On the way to the city, there was a big storm, a rainstorm, and he found a shelter in a place where they had the demons or the pagan gods, and they went into that building, and he had the service of the compline, and then the midnight service, and prayed, and all the demons fled. They couldn't stand it, and they fled away. And then in the morning, and he went away, went further to the city, and as the warlocks and came into the place and started to talk to the idols, and the demons used to answer back to them and talk to them, all of a sudden they couldn't hear anybody, and so they were very distressed. And then after giving all kinds of sacrifices to those demons, they heard a voice from far, far away, that it was the man that came through here yesterday, spent the time here, he is the one as the cause why we have left, and we cannot come back to that place. And so that the warlock went, pagan priest who went quickly to try to catch the Saint Gregory. When he caught him, he had told him that what he had done, that he had chased away all the demons from the place of their dwellings and so on. And the saint said, well, the Lord has full control over everybody, including the demons, and he can order them to come back if that's what you want. And he said that that's what he wanted. And so the saint took a piece of paper written on them Bishop Gregory telling that to the Satan, you come back to your place. And he said, take that note and leave it by their idol. And as soon as they did that, all the demons came back. And the priest of the pagan, he had become so shocked that he had understood the power that the Lord has over everybody, and he ran back to the saint, and he had then accepted Jesus Christ and become a follower of Christ and dropped his pagantry. My beloved, so many saints, so many miracles the saints had been making all the time, and of course Saint Gregory also is no exception. They made all kinds of miracles that were so obvious. There was two brothers, for instance, who were fighting on the inheritance, who's going to receive a big lake that was, none of them wanted to divide the lake. They wanted to be owners. One wanted to own it and the other one wanted to own it. And Saint Gregory was asked to intervene, and he couldn't get them to reconcile, and they were ready to come arms to arms against each other in the morning. So Saint Gregory stayed in that place and he prayed all night, and in the morning when they came, there was no lake. The whole lake was totally dried up, and on the land was made in such a way that you could easily put corn or put all kinds of crop on there. And as if there was never a lake in that spot. There's a great miracle. Another miracle with waters he made is that there was one river that was at the times would overflood and overflow and would flood all the villages that were along its banks. And so the saint was asked if he could pray to somehow to stop from that happening, and he came to the river and put his staff in the ground, and immediately a big oak tree grown there from it. And the saint said that the Lord orders for rivers to stay in their own place. So you stay in that place that it was given to you, and don't dare to come out. And from that moment on, there was never any floods in that area, because the river would always come up to the tree and go back into the banks, and they wouldn't do any damage to anybody. These are just some of the miracles, but you should read the life of the saint. By the way, when he lived in an old age and did all kinds of other miracles, and of course, before he was dying, he asked the people, how many people are not Christians in the city left? And he was told that there was only 17 pagans left. When he came into the city, there was only 17 Christians. And when he was departing from this life to our Lord, there was only left 17 pagans. Everybody in the whole city was converted. My beloved, he was doing the preaching. He was doing the preaching from his heart because he loved God so much, and the people felt it. And he backed up his preaching with miracles. And of course, you know that this is what all the saints have done, and this is what the apostles have done, this is what the Lord gave them the power to do. And we have to know that we have to pray our heart out for all those who are not Christians, for all those who are straying away from the true church. We have to pray for them hard so that God will convert them and bring them to come to see the truth and to love God with all their mind, heart, and soul, and to love their neighbor as themselves. They have to learn first to love their soul, so that, because the soul is eternal, it's always going to be living. and that to protect the soul from terrible wounds, and the terrible wounds for the soul is sins. So we have to pray very hard for each one, that we will commit less and less sins, and that we'll finally clean our heart so that we'll be able to see God and be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.